want the papers to name her, a neighborhood to shame her. She didn't tell her parents, she was scared that they would blame her. A month went by, depression and self-hatred, seeing flashbacks of being forcefully penetrated. The face of the rapist in the brain, she can't take it, looking through a drawer for a razor blade, but not to shave with. Her blood leaked down the sink faucet, her life ended, still the rape was never reported. That's why the rapist coward was never outed. In fact, he remained free and he even bragged about it. Told his friends about his hot fling with this hot thing around town. He was the man, the school jock, prom king, the nerve with him. Women in town, they worshipped him. The worst part is that Jenny was only his first victim. Apologetic, and the neighborhoods are infested, the heroin epidemic, and little Eric started cutting classes, and then the heroin entered his bloodstream through his nasal passage, and every time his mom looked inside his eyes, she would cry. Beady eye, pupils small, nose runny, mouth dry, picking scabs off his body every day, getting high. Glory of the euphoria, nausea when it's missing, no resisting the itching for a fixing up the addiction. His mama looking through his baby pictures and reminiscing. So his mom got him rehab, it got him sober. He went back to high school trying to get his diploma. It appeared this nightmare might be finally over. Then he sniffed a bed batch and he fell into a coma. 6 months in a vegetative state, no closure. Complications in his lungs, then he died from pneumonia. Mommy's baby boy, born innocent and wholesome, used to change his diapers and breastfeed him and hold him. She reminisced of Little League when Eric hit a home run. Why should a mother have to live to bury her own son? I'm wondering.
Dance Floor Soul Connection. The Mix. Une heure de disco funk. Mixé par DJ Soul Connection. Dance Floor Soul Connection. Dance Floor Soul Connection. The Mix.
Dance Floor Soul Connection. The Mix.
is gone.